The Environmental Protection Agency is coming out with its proposed rule on what is called Waters of the U.S. It's an amplification of the Clean Water Act, and it obviously has impact to American agriculture. I think what the EPA is attempting to do is to develop a proposal that would clarify the types of waters that are subject to the Clean Water Act and to provide certainty and predictability for farmers, ranchers, and producers. We have worked very closely with EPA as this proposed rule is being crafted. It will take into consideration the impact on agriculture. This proposed rule will preserve current agricultural exemptions from the Clean Water Act permitting process, which would include normal farming. Your plowing, seeding, cultivating, minor drainage, and harvesting will not be impacted by this proposed rule. Upland soil and water conservation practices, agricultural stormwater discharges, return flows from irrigated agriculture, the maintenance of drainage ditches, all of that is not impacted by this proposed rule. In addition, the proposed rule will not regulate groundwater. It will not regulate tile drainage systems. It will not increase regulation over ditches, and it will not affect areas previously excluded from the jurisdiction of the Clean Waters Act, like waste treatment systems, treatment ponds or lagoons, or areas artificially flooded for rice growing, for example. In addition, at the same time the proposed rule is filed, EPA is going to have a companion rule that will identify 50 additional agricultural practices that help protect or improve water quality. And these agricultural practices will not be subject to clean water dredge and fill permitting requirements. These practices will focus on increasing habitat restoration, establishing riparian forest buffers and fencing. And what is most of interest to me, and I think producers around the United States, is that farmers and producers will no longer need a determination of whether or not these 50 activities are in the waters of the U.S., nor will they need site-specific pre-approval from either the Corps of Engineers or the EPA. So, in essence, what the EPA is doing is it's providing an opportunity for farmers to continue to participate in conservation practices without the fear of needing a permit or notification of the Corps or EPA. So to give an example, before the rule, if you were a farmer or rancher considering a stream crossing or a wetland restoration or a wetland enhancement or a structure for water control or a riparian buffer strip or a shallow water development, you would have required to have notified the Corps or the EPA and possibly have had to go through a permitting process. With this new companion rule to the waters of the U.S., you'll no longer be required to either provide notification or to obtain a permit. So bottom line is I think it's going to simplify things for farmers. It's going to clarify things for farmers. And I hope there is a recognition in the countryside that EPA has listened to the concerns that were expressed by farmers, ranchers, and producers. This is a proposed rule, so obviously people will be able to comment on it. And would encourage farmers and ranchers and producers to take a very careful look at what is being proposed by EPA and making sure that their concerns, if any, are addressed.